Outside of southern Florida, where he's been a columnist for the Miami Herald for more than 30 years, Carl Hiaasen is known as the author of a series of wildly humorous novels full of colorful characters misbehaving on his home turf. And it is there, he says, that he finds his inspiration for them.
As a novelist, you play this what-if game. You see something that happens in real life or a situation or even a conversation that you overhear, and you say, well, okay, what if there was more to it, and this was what that was. And there are enough characters floating around Florida, God knows, in and out of the headlines that you don't have to look very far. There's a rich source of material in real-life miscreants, and it's fun to take those prototypes and turn them loose as characters of mine where I can crank it up a couple notches and try to stay ahead of how weird they really are.
And it is his characters, the author says, who drive the seemingly far-fetched stories in his dozen novels.
I really start with a cast of characters when I'm coming up with a concept for a book. I want characters that are going to be interesting to me and that don't bore me and will surprise me and sort of drag me around on a leash. There's times when I lose control of them completely, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It helps you stay fresh and on your toes.
The elaborately interlocking plot lines in his books such as Skinny Dip, Star Island, and Bad Monkey may seem carefully crafted, but Hiaasen insists that's not actually the case. He doesn't know where or how the tales will end until he's deep into the writing of them.
I don't ever really know until I'm about two-thirds of the way through. That's usually the tipping point for me, when I start saying, okay, now how is this all going to come together at the very end? I know that sounds horribly disorganized, but something clicks, and I all of a sudden see how I can wrap it all up.
For his most recent book, Razor Girl, Hiaasen says the starting point was a true but decidedly offbeat news item.
There was a car full of tourists that had been struck from behind by a woman who was driving her car and was doing some personal grooming at the time of the accident, which caused the accident. It was just one of those weird Florida stories, but I thought it was, even for Florida, so peculiar that I just clipped it out, you know, and put it in a file somewhere. And after looking at the clip again one day, I said, I'm just going to start the book with something like this and see what happened. And that's sort of how the process goes. Not very literary, but sometimes that's all it takes.
One crucial detail. In both the police report and Hiaasen's book, the grooming he mentioned involved shaving what has been termed the woman's bikini area, hence the book's title. He points to that as an example of the challenges facing someone who is writing social satire today.
The scary thing is, it's really not that far from reality, and that's the trick of satire. You want to stay ahead of that curve of absurdity, in other words, keeping it believable. And I mean, there's things I've written that I thought were the weirdest, the most, okay, I've really gone over the edge with this scene or that thing. And then they come true in Florida at some point or another, where it's actually coming to pass. And you go, oh my God, it's deflating because you thought you achieved something with your imagination that could never really happen in true life. And then it does.
The beauty of fiction, he concludes, is that he can contrive a satisfying ending for his characters, something that usually eludes their real-life inspirations. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.